Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Take a listen to this. It's former world number one tennis player Novak Djokovic speaking about who his greatest rival in tennis was.
The toughest opponent physically, Nadal. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the battles with him were just grueling. The longest Grand Slam finals in history, in the finals of 2012 Australian Open, 5 hours and 53 minutes, I think it was. So almost 6 hours of grueling battle. I won that match in the fifth set, 7-5 or 7-6. It was just...
So two great rivals there. But we're wondering, do rivalries push you to greater heights? Well, Barry O'Sullivan of the Communications Clinic joins me now. You're very welcome to the programme, Barry. Rivalries, let's face it, are everywhere. They're in sport, they're in business, they're in families. Is it just a part of the human condition?
Yeah, it is part of the human condition. I mean, we are always hardwired to do the best, to try and survive. That survival instinct kicks in. And for example, you would see it when people are nervous and stressed, they tend to raise their performance. So, you know, healthy competition is good. And, you know, we saw, for example, what happened on Monday night with the two Everton players where one guy hit a pass, the other guy didn't get it, almost gave away a goal to United. And the Everton player reacted fairly bluntly with his colleague and said, you know, I'm not happy with this. And
faced a red card for it.
Red card for it. So, I mean, competition, there's nothing wrong with competition. But what we're talking about, I suppose, in business is healthy competition. And, you know, what it, competition that drives everyone to do well, not just one individual or a select group of people.
So when you're talking about rivalry, are you looking at it as being competitive, that that's what it is?
I think that if you're managing a company and you've got a bunch of high performers, there's a couple of things you need to be mindful of. That if you don't manage them properly, there's a danger that they'll go off and do their own thing. So they'll be competitive from the point of view of for their own benefit. So they want to beat Mary, they want to beat John. But that has an impact on a couple of things in a business. It impacts the culture. So if you go into an organisation where you see other people get on really well by performing really well, but maybe breaking the rules, maybe not doing things properly, that speaks to the culture of an organisation. And that's not sustainable in the long term. I think the second thing you have to be mindful of as well is how does this actually impact on resources? So if people are, you know, unchecked in terms of their ambition or their rivalry, you know, are they looking for more time in the studio? Are they looking for more time in terms of training? Are they looking for more resources? Do they want the best staff? So that has an impact on everyone else as well. And I think the third thing as well about if you're not careful about ambition and rivalry as well is how does that make other people feel in the organisation? How does it make your customers feel? You know, a good example, if you've got really ambitious salespeople and they're encouraged, hit that target. Well, do they take shortcuts to hit that target? Do they oversell to a customer? Do they put a customer under pressure when actually the long-term objective should be we need to maintain the relationship with the customer. Never mind coming first or coming second. We'll always have these guys next year as well. So there's a few things that if you're managing competitive people, you really need to be mindful of.
But does everybody have that competitive sense, that competitive edge? I mean, does everybody go in to work, to business, to sport or indeed their family and pick out a rival and think, I'm going to beat you?
I think there's two things to look at there. I think the first thing is not everyone necessarily has a competitive drive, but also people will have different drives at different times in their career. So, for example, when you're starting off your career, a lot of people are very ambitious to make a mark, do things really well. Milestones come. You're responsible for a mortgage. You're responsible for a family. You're going to up your game. You're going to up your performance. But I think it shouldn't be a means to an end. I think what people ultimately look for, and all the research shows this, that people actually want a sense of a job that has meaning, that makes a difference to people, that they can connect with people. And, well, of course, there'll always be some people that the extra cherry on the top is, I am the best person, hit the target, I've done the thing that nobody else has done. But again, if you're managing a group of people like that, you have to make sure that they don't become outliers, that you really want those people to actually mentor and drive and motivate and bring other people up with them as well.
But there'd be a lot of people who'd say, look, some of the greatest achievements we've ever seen in sport, let's say Nadal and Federer, or in science, have been driven by people who had this sense of competition, who picked out a rival and who went for it, or in science said, I'm going to achieve that before somebody else does. You know, the race is on and I'm going to win that race, that it has driven them to be better.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to, and some, you if you look at all very successful people, and for example, Alistair Campbell has a book called Winners, where he's written about and interviewed people. They all had a competitive edge very, very young age. This is the thing they wanted to do. They had maybe a trauma in their lives. Like Jose Mourinho talked about watching his father lose his job on Christmas Day. And he said, that's not going to happen to me. Now, he's lost a lot of jobs, but he's picked up a lot of jobs in the meantime because he reinvents himself and he tries to be do something else. I do think there's one other thing to think about as well, that you know, while people are driven in sport, sport is very binary. Either you win or you don't. And people who are competitive in sport, you look at the Kilkenny hurling team, Munster rugby team, when they don't win, they tend to react and they tend to respond. So people tell me down in Kilkenny, you watch a Kilkenny training match when they haven't done well and skin and hair are flying. Tuesday when Munster are training after maybe a defeat at the weekend, they're absolutely knocking the lumps out of each other because one, they want to prove to themselves they can do better, and two, they want to make sure the whole team drives overall.
If you are in business, right, and you have a rival, should you make them aware of it or should you keep that rivalry secret? I'm going to beat you. I'm going to get ahead of you and you're never even going to know I'm coming.
Well, I think I'd look at it another way. I think that if you're in business,
I sound completely ruthless, don't I? Who wants to work with her?
But I think it's actually, but I mean, I think if you're in business, you need to be mindful of the people who are in your field. What are they doing? And rather than kind of obsessing about them and fearing them, why is someone doing that differently? Could we learn something from this? What's driven them to do that? So if you look at any business, you ultimately are serving your customers. So if someone else is doing something better or more efficiently or more cheaply, I'd be curious as to why that is happening. And I think that engaging with your customers really and saying, right, why have you gone with that guy? Why have you gone with that service? What is it we're not doing differently or could be doing better? That's what I would be encouraging anybody in business to do. I mean, absolutely, we can all build up rivalries in our head and think about things like that. But you ultimately have to look at that the best and most successful people in business are people who can build and maintain long-term relationships with their stakeholders and the customers. And that isn't just, I'm going to beat this person this week or this person this month. That's a strategy that should sustain you throughout your business life.
Okay, so you've got to be looking at this as a long-term thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Barry, you're a much nicer person than I am, Kearney. I just say, take out the competition. Winner takes it all. That's how it drives
me. Get out of the office.
Thanks, Barry. We'll leave it there for now.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.